Good morning, Jeff. You know, the first time we met to talk about Dish Omaha, it was for coffee. What do you think it is about coffee?
Coffee, it's kind of the common denominator kind of thing. It's something that, I mean, not everyone loves coffee, but, you know, most people can agree that meeting over a cup of coffee or a cup of tea is a good thing. I love my coffee.
Me too. And in fact, you're not alone. Here's a little bit of coffee math for you. 7 out of 10 people drink coffee and 62% drink it daily. Mm. So the average person drinks 3 cups of coffee a day. I think you probably up those averages a little bit. So if you look at the population of Greater Omaha, which is about 967,000, that means we're drinking 1.8 million cups of coffee a day in this city.
Not just the two of us. No,
well, okay. we're making a dent, that's okay, for sure. And when you look at what we have available, there are almost 400 coffee spots in Omaha.
What?
I know. It's crazy. And there are so many
that's dangerous for me.
There are so many that have been around a while and that are so successful. We've got a couple of little local mini chains, if you will, like Hardy and Archetype and Stories have multiple locations. But you can't negate Scooters, which has been around since 1998. It started as a drive-through in Bellevue. Mm. And that place now has more than 400 stores in 23 states.
I saw they just opened in Kentucky.
Yes, yeah. I saw that too. Do you know which state has the most Scooters?
Well, Nebraska.
No, it's Iowa.
Oh, okay.
I know. And there are so many local places that are doing really interesting things and taking up causes that I wanted to just mention a few. Now, you turned me on to a new place in Council Bluffs that's on the other side of the Bob Bridge called The Terrace.
Yep.
And I just went there the day before yesterday. It's a beautiful place with incredible views, and they are an organization who supports championing folks with disabilities and mental illness, which is such a great cause. Have you been to Felius?
No, but I know the folks who run it. Yeah.
Felius, for cat lovers like
me. I'm allergic, but I love cats.
Oh, is a place where you can go and get a cup of coffee and a cat. Uh-huh. It's a cat rescue and reserve. Have you been to Spielbound? I didn't know they served coffee there.
I knew that. I haven't been. I know lots of people who have been.
All right. That sounds like a Monopoly date for you and me.
And I
and then
I think they have adult beverages, too.
They do.
Yes, yes.
Okay. They do. And then Astute used to be the bike union. I know you talked about biking last week.
Yeah.
That's a place that has professional development for young people who are impacted by foster care.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, in our neighborhood, there's Urban Abbey. Right over there around the corner from the Upstream, and they support nonprofit organizations with 10% of their take, and that means that they have donated over $100,000 to 30 charities since 2011.
Wow, and Edge of the Universe,
yes,
you were talking about earlier. They switch out their decor every
few
months.
It's so cool. It's like a museum, a living museum, really. And there's some cool trends happening, like, you know, entertainment's become so big in coffee places. You mentioned adult beverages, like The Mill also serves adult beverages, which is great.
I love that. It's kind of a European concept.
Yes.
Where, you know, it's if you're in Europe, you might want to hang out and have a glass of wine, but maybe not everyone wants to have a drink, so they're going to have an espresso.
It's a great concept.
Yeah.
Coffee flights, that's a new thing, kind of like wine flights. And then, of course, we have a very competitive barista here at Archetype who is the fourth best barista in the world. That's an amazing thing.
Wow. That's awesome. I did not know that.
There's some cool stories that people wrote into me about coffee. There was a guy who came in to a coffee place and just asked the barista to brew him a gallon. He was going to set up shop for the day. He wanted a gallon
in his car?
Of coffee, drank it all. There is someone who came in and regularly orders a 23-pump vanilla latte. I might actually know this person.
Okay.
And I just think you like a little coffee with your vanilla.
That is great.
And then there was
you like what you like.
That's right. There was a barista who saw a man waiting by himself, a woman waiting by herself, looking pretty anxious. Turns out they were college sweethearts who were meeting for the first time after 30 years and didn't recognize each other. So she kind of facilitated them getting together, took their photo, and they all cried. There's just so much
about the common denominator comes back to
coffee
that.
Coffee brings people together. Yep. You must have a favorite coffee story.
For me, well, I like I love espresso, but it's a little too strong for me, but an Americano is too weak. So wherever I go, I ask for a double espresso with added hot water.
Oh.
And everywhere I go, I ask if they could put it on the menu as the Jeffacano. And to this day, hasn't not yet. Happened yet, but all everywhere right. I go.
I'm going to work with you. Let's meet for one of those. You can show me what it's
Jeff
all about.
Jeff Acano. Even right. some places that know me, they'll say Jeff Acano. And they said that other people have started ordering it and have told them, just ask
all
for
right.
Jeff Acano.
I smell a viral campaign.
Okay.
All right, let's go to coffee, Jeff.
Sounds good, Diane.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks.